Welcome to Low Code Ninjas Legends. This is 5 minutes with Ben Tossel, founder of MakerPad.
Ben, what do you do?
I am, like you said, the founder and CEO of MakerPad, which is an online education community for building without code. And we were recently acquired by Zapier.
Congratulations. Indeed. Big deal. Wow. What was your very first experience with low code or no code?
I think 2016, 2017, I was just that ideas guy, the annoying person that just had ideas and could never build anything. But I worked at a company called Product Hunt, where other companies would launch their new thing. And from there, I saw companies like Zapier, Typeform, and others launch, where I thought, wait, I could build something and sort of fake the technical skills needed, or I thought you needed. So yeah, I think the first thing I built was a directory of Alexa skills at the time. So that was when all of that was sort of just breaking out and sort of cool.
Cool. Okay. And what was one low code project you did recently that was awesome?
Well, the last one I've worked on is MakerPad. It's actually built completely with no code. So that's been around now for 2 years. Got 9,000 members. And yeah, like I said, was acquired and we do quite well. So that's all no code and all built by me, really. So that's the one I can really stick to.
Nice. No code, low code, built with no code and low code. That's awesome. Oh. What is the biggest trend in low code or no code right now?
I think it's no code at the workplace. It's like empowering employees, people in teams to realize that they don't have to copy and paste everything all the time from data. And they can automate workflows and they can do much more than originally thought. And not everything has to go to the developer team and ask for their help every Friday. It's empowering people at work.
I love it. Empowerment. Who is the one person or company to watch in low code right now, Ben?
Bias would be Zapier, of course. The reason why the whole acquisition came around is because they are the glue that holds the products together. I think we are the glue that keeps the people together. So for us, it was a great opportunity to team up. And I think both of us together will do awesome things. But like I said, that's a very, very biased view from me.
You're not going to get an argument from Peggy. She's a big customer of Zapier. She's talking about her Zaps. I can't shut her up about it, but it's all good. No worries.
I'm empowered.
Exactly. Yes. What is your top tip for people who are starting a low-code project?
I would say ignore all the choices and just go for one. Just pick a tool, pick a project. Could be a small automation with Zapier. Could be a website. Just something. Start small and just get it done. Because there's so much choice, so many options, you'll be there forever. So I think it's stop procrastinating and just get something done.
Just get it done. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you.
For being here today. Yeah, that's a wrap. And of course, if you would like to be on our show, Low Code Legend, if you think you are one, know somebody, connect with me, DM me or John, and we'll make it happen.
Thanks so much, Ben.